Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. 4 questions, 8 minutes, 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Jake Willis with EdgeMesh Corporation. I'm one of the co-founders and the CEO. We help websites run faster, mostly e-commerce customers.
Right to the point. Love it. Number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
Speed matters. So faster websites help convert more users. So what you want to do is start, if you're in that business, if you're in a kind of an online business, speed is an important part of your business. So you want to start by being able to measure it. And there's lots of tools that do that. Google Analytics can give you some kind of rudimentary speed, but at some point you can't measure what you can't improve. So you want to look at real user monitoring tools, and there's tons of them out there. And then once you start to understand how fast your site is and how your customers actually experience it, then you can start looking at ways to improve it. And so, you know, some easy things to do are things like image optimization, right? You don't need to serve a giant image for a desktop to a phone. And again, there's hundreds of tools on the market that do image optimization. And then another big thing is kind of bringing marketing and performance together, right? Do we need 50 data trackers, or can we get away with 10, right? What do we actually need to make intelligent decisions? But kind of making performance a key part of marketing is really where we see the biggest success for online brands.
Awesome. So let me ask you a question about speed, because I know there's probably, obviously there's best, and then there's good. And once you get past good, there's unacceptable. So on load speed for a website, what is the point that it's unacceptable?
Yeah, so after about 2.5 seconds, plus or minus, about 50% of users will abandon a website. So if you imagine kind of your online advertising spend is, say, $10,000 a month, and your site takes 3 seconds to load, you kind of took $5,000 a month outside and just set it on fire. Now, as you get below 2.5 seconds, you know, that kind of value proposition gets a little tighter. So a site, say, half a second isn't going to be a whole lot better than 3/4 of a second, but it's definitely still better. But the big break point is really 2.5 seconds.
And that's what I was looking for. Obviously, we can all discuss, you know, the best thing would be half a second or quarter second for everything. But I kind of want to figure, what's that point where you're like, okay, you're burning money, and you're saying it's 2.5 seconds. I love that there. Okay. Now it is time for question number three. What other top business owners, CEOs, executives, basically, who do you want to give a shout out to?
I mean, anybody who starts a company from the ground out gets a shout out from me. But some of my favorites are, there's a guy named Arthur Whitney, runs a company called Shakti, computer scientist who's been doing one thing for 40 years, making the world's fastest databases. Tyler McMullen, who's at Fastly, big, great CDN company, again, kind of very focused on performance. I like companies that stay true. They do one thing and they do it really, really well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that part there. When I talk to someone, they tell me they do 20,000 things. I kind of go, okay, you probably don't do any of them well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that part there. And yes, I'm being facetious with the 20,000, but you get what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
You know, actually, the best trade I've ever made in my entire life, when I was in college, there was a guy, a friend of mine, who was dating this girl. And I traded him a Nintendo 64 if he would break up with the girl. And that girl went on to be my wife. So that's definitely the best trade I've ever made.
Okay, congratulations. That is the most epic sales story ever. N64 for a wife.
I would do it all over again.
Okay, so I have an important question, though. Did it come with any controllers or games?
It came with all the controllers and all the games, including Mario Kart, which... You know, if you ever played N64 Mario Kart, that was the jam.
Mario Kart 64 was the jam. I'm more of an RPG player, so I was more of a PlayStation guy myself.
Yeah.
N64 had no good RPGs, except for Ogre Battle.
This was my entire amount of worldly possessions at the time. So. Yeah, no,
that is awesome. I love that story. That is actually my personal favorite right now. So, Jake, you have 3 minutes and 35 seconds left. So we can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
Yeah, let's end early.
Okay. Did you want to do any promo time for EdgeMesh?
Sure. So yeah, so for, you know, this is a busy time of year for us because our customers are getting ready for the holiday shopping season. So, you know, if you're an online brand and you're getting ready to run a sale, never is it more important to make your site faster than today. So you can head over to edgemesh.com. There's a ton of information on performance. And of course, adding EdgeMesh is just, you know, takes a couple of minutes and you can have your site running 2 times faster.
Perfect. Yep. Pulled it off. 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Jake, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it looks like Bob.
It does. It does. Your website. Say it real quick.
Edgemesh.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Jake, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day. Now, talk to everybody.